listening to Detective Samuel Siff's Love One Discovery or Recovery Services. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Adrian Parrish, the audio engineer for the series. Myself and Kevin Patterson, the writer and voice of Samuel Sift, are pleased to introduce you to our hopefully cynically spry world. So without further ado, The Case for the Cure, Part 1.
After people started eating each other and things went to shit, I started a little business. If you wanted to know if a loved one had turned into a chomper, I'd find out for you. For the right price. Been 2 years since the fall, so business was slow. People didn't need to wonder anymore. So I'd been desperate and was coming back from a job that paid way less than my normal rate. Getting out of the free zone was always easy. It was getting back in that was the hard part. The authority used the excuse of keeping everyone safe from the deadheads to remind you they were in charge. I was coming back from a longer than usual job in the field and was not looking forward to their shenanigans.
Well, if it ain't Samuel Sift, famous headhunter. Where's our icebox, Samuel?
You're like an elephant with a stutter. I haven't brought back any heads for years.
Sorry, I just can't seem to forgive you for sneaking an infected back into the free zone.
Only the head.
Head, full body, don't matter, just takes a nibble.
Check the record books. I got cleared, boys. How about we cut the chatter and you let me through?
Find anything interesting this time out?
Nothing but blue skies.
It's been a while since you brought anything back for the gate fee.
I didn't think you two celebrated Christmas.
Our generosity won't last forever.
Is that why I have to pay for it in monthly installments?
Strip down for inspection.
See anything interesting? I was glad to be getting home. I didn't know what was colder, the night's out or the guard's fingers. As usual, Dwight, the building super, was sitting out front, fixing nothing but the time.
Samuel, you were out a good while. What was that, 5 or 6 days?
7. Don't I smell it?
Nothing a fresh breeze wouldn't cure. Why don't you give it up and take one of the cush jobs for the authority?
I like being free to smell the roses.
Working for the free zone ain't free.
Ironic times we live in.
Like a Chinese proverb. Pull up a chair.
No thanks. I need more Z's in the last chapter of a dictionary.
Sitting's free. But suit yourself. Take it easy.
If she's easy, I'll ask if she has a sister. I just wanted to bedbug it out, so I wasn't overjoyed to find someone sitting in my living room, especially a wandering cannon like Jane Parker.
Have a seat, Mr. Sift.
Since you already made yourself at home, how about fixing me a drink?
Have a seat, Mr. Sift.
Samuel is fine. Formality cramps my feet. How long you been waiting for me?
Not long. My people at intake let me know you were back. They also might have slowed you down a little.
Thanks for that.
My time is important, Mr. Sift.
Mine is cheap as my favorite cologne.
I didn't know they sold cologne in pint-sized glasses.
Ooh, ouch. You're Jane Parker of Parker Traders and Raiders, in quote, Inc.
I want to hire you for a quiet job.
Sounds fishy.
I'll pay you 10,000 cans of tuna.
Sounds even fishier, but I'll bite.
One of my longtime competitors, a Mr. Frank McCormick, has recently surged in resources. None of my regular sources can tell me why.
You mean your spies?
The problem with spies is that you can't trust them.
Well, even lies tell you something. What are they reporting?
That's the problem. They're not reporting anything. They've gone quite silent. I think they've all switched sides.
Maybe he offers better dental.
I pay quite well.
What do you want from me?
I understand you are good at finding people in the open. Also, you're not unfriendly to the idea of pissing off the authorities.
Keep talking.
I want you to find him and track him for 2 weeks. I want to know his patterns. The more insights you provide, the more handsome the bonus.
More handsome than 10,000 cans of tuna? What do you got, salmon?
This is not a laughing matter to me. Do we have a deal?
2 weeks in the open is taxing.
I realize that. I'm willing to lend you one of our raiding vehicles. They're secure vehicles to sleep in. My men routinely spend a month out in them.
Sounds comfy. Can I have a couple of days before I head out? I'd like to see if I can generate some leads here first.
I would prefer that you keep my interest in this matter in strict confidence.
Well, secrets are what I trade in best. You got a deal, Miss Parker.
Miss? So much for avoiding formalities.
Well, barbarism is overrated. After sleeping for more winks than 1,000 Arabian Nights, I'd figure I should start my research. Fortunately, the best place to look for leads in the raid and trade business was at my favorite bar, Doris's. The usual, Doris.
Sounds familiar.
Better the demons we know.
Sounds like my first husband.
How's business?
Oh, the usual suspects, with a twist of nothing new.
Got a new case.
Who you looking for this time? Someone's forgotten grandmother?
Frank McCormick.
Well, everyone here has heard about him. Who do you want to talk to first?
Already talking to her. You hear where he runs from these days?
Rumor has him running from 4 different possible places. Not sure which one I believe most.
If you had to guess.
Guesses are for those without hope.
You talking about your ex-husband again?
Some say he's operating out of the old Statesville military depot. Some say out of a boat storage place at the dry lake bed. Some say in an old Civil War fort. And some people say a bunch of other stuff.
That's not very helpful.
What can I tell you, honey? People say a lot of shit in bars.
I knew there was something I liked about this place.
And this place likes you. Just don't wipe your ass in the dark when wearing white shorts.
Vivid.
You want me to keep the drinks coming?
Yeah, maybe wash your hands first.
Don't worry, only my mouth's dirty.
Can I take this seat?
It is a free zone.
I'll take that as a yes. My name is Cece Daniels.
Cece Daniels? Dr. Cece Daniels? I thought you looked familiar. Why are you slumming in a place like this?
I heard a rumor.
A lot of that going around.
I heard you were hired to find Frank McCormick.
Rumors are like windmills.
They're fun to look at. Anyway, I can help you find him.
Who says I'm looking for him?
Please, Detective Sift. I'm out of my element.
Samwell, I don't like formalities.
Okay, Samwell. There are a lot of rumors that he is doing something unusual with lost ones.
Nothing unusual about doing something unusual with deadheads. People have worked out a lot of kinks on a deadhead.
Please don't use that term.
Which term? Deadhead?
Their heads are not dead. I believe there is something still in them.
Zealotry will get you nowhere.
Does hope make me a zealot, Detective Sift?
I know about you, Dr. Daniels. A couple of years ago, you ran the authorities' research lab for the cure, until some chompers broke out and people learned you were keeping chompers in the free zone.
They were for research.
Blood under the bridge. You got disgraced, fired, and then disappeared. I assume things started to look up after that. What sort of hokey-pokey holds your attention these days?
Still looking for the cure, even though my benefactors have changed. Some think Frank McCormick has figured out the cure, but he is selling it only to the chosen few.
Fairy tales.
Which part?
All of it. There is no cure, and even if there was, how would a raider discover that? They are not known for their science expertise.
Then why were you hired to find him?
I didn't say I was.
Let me go with you.
Disneyland is closed.
Don't be goofy. Let me go, or I will tell the authority.
I thought you and the Authority weren't talking anymore.
I still have plenty of contacts over there.
I do not respond well to sticks.
What about carrots?
Only in my cake.
So we are clear. Here is my stick. Don't let me go, and I have you held up by the Authority. My carrot? I will give you the information that the authorities have on where McCormick is and what he is doing.
I like traveling alone out there.
I will throw in 100 bottles of hydrogen peroxide.
Clean. I like the way you do business.
I like the way you drink in bars.
Let me sleep on it.
Tell me, why are rumors like windmills?
Because there's usually some idiot on a mule mumbling something about nobility. Bring over what you got to my office tomorrow, and we'll see.
I thought this was your office.
Business and pleasure, Dr. Daniels. The tough guy who only works alone is more of a shtick than a philosophy. I didn't mind traveling in such esteemed company. Plus, anyone who knows medicine is also better to have when traveling in the bush. I just didn't count on her being more headstrong than the avenging angel.
Have been listening to Detective Samuel Siff's Loved One Discovery or Recovery Services. Tune in to episode 2 when our hero and heroine go on a walkabout and rediscover why you should support your local library. Samuel Siff was played by Kevin Patterson, CC Daniels by Lauren Spano, Guard 1 by Kylie Netson, Guard 2 by Nick Shaner, Dwight by Tom Bennett, Jane Parker by Belinda A. Butler, Doris by Marlene Bennett. Written and produced by Kevin Patterson. Sound engineering by Adrian Parrish. Intro beats by Space Baby. Hey, we're new to this, so if you like what you heard, send a link to our show to someone you think would enjoy it. Recording and sound design by Lost Frequency Audio Lab. This podcast series is a Stationary Hobo production. Thank you, and see you all in the future.